All right, let's get to the highlights of this one. And the game started roughly for both offenses. The Wildcats took the opening kickoff, starting from their own 25. Back-to-back sacks of quarterback Ben Bryant by the Utah defense forced the Cats to punt. But the Wildcats would come up with two sacks of their own and force a three and out by Utah. The Cats would get great field position after a shanked punt, taking over at the Utah 45-yard line. They would drive down to the 31. Jack also would miss a 51-yard field goal attempt, so we would remain scoreless. But late in the first quarter, Utah pinned back on their own 2-yard line. They got a couple of plays to get out of trouble, including a 25-yard run by Jackson, who followed that up with a 9-yard run. And eventually, they set up going for a home run ball, but the Cats had other ideas. Two receivers out to the right, single receiver left, snap to Barnes, play fake, Barnes to throw, wants to go deep, and does, down the middle of the field for Parks, and it is intercepted, Jaheim Joseph, and down in the end zone. Joseph with a pick for the second consecutive game. The Wildcats with their 12th interception of the year, and Utah comes up empty on their deepest drive of the game. Joseph with the interception, a leaping interception in the end zone. Nothing would come of that. Early in the second quarter, Utah would get the ball back after a Wildcat punt at their own 19-yard line, but it was Joseph to the rescue again. Third down and 6 for the Utes for their own 23. Back to throw is Barnes. Barnes looking down the middle. Intercepted, Joseph again to the 50. Cuts left to the 40. On his feet to the 30, with blockers in front to the 20, near sideline 10, and run out of bounds inside the 10. Jaheim Joseph with his second interception of this Las Vegas Bowl game, and the Wildcats will have it first down and goal to go. They had it first and goal at the 7. It would come up fourth and goal inside the 1, and Bryant's fourth down pass intended for Charlie Mangieri was incomplete. So the Utes would take over on their own 1. They went 3 and out, and two teams would exchange punts. The Wildcats would get the ball with just under 4 minutes to go in the half, but the game still scoreless. A face mask penalty on Utah kind of jump-started the drive. On 3rd and 4 at the Utah 42, Bryant would connect with tight end Marshall Lang for 5 yards and a first down. On the next play, those two would team up again, this time for 25 yards, down to the 12, and this was the very next play. And Bryant's going to throw it again. Going to the end zone. Touchdown! Cam Johnson for the 5th game in a row catches a touchdown pass, and the Wildcats get on the board and take the lead here in the Las Vegas Bowl with 1:20 to go in the half. The Wildcats led it 7-0. They forced a 3-and-out, got the ball back with 51 seconds to go at their own 28. They would drive all the way to the Utah 22, where Jack Olson would miss a 40-yard attempt on the final play of the half, and so it was a 7-0 Northwestern lead. Let's fast forward to the fourth quarter. The Wildcats did come up with a fumble recovery in the third. Nothing came of it, though. They went 3 and out after getting the ball at the Utah 38-yard line. It remained a 7-0 lead in favor of the Wildcats. But as the third quarter ended, Utah was on the drive. On the first play of the fourth quarter, backup quarterback Luke Batari connected with his running back Jalen Glover 18 yards down to the Northwestern 29. On the next play, he would hit his running back or his wide receiver Munir McLean for 18 yards down to the Northwestern 9, and that would lead to this. It's a receiver in motion, hands it off Bernard. Big hole into the end zone. Touchdown, Utah. Now the Utes finally find the end zone, finally get on the scoreboard, and an extra point here would tie the game with 12:38 remaining. Wildcats starting from their own 22. Ben Bryant would be injured on the ensuing drive. He gave way to veteran Ryan Hilinski, but a fourth down pass by Hilinski fell incomplete. Utah took over at their own 34-yard line in a 7-7 game with just under 10 minutes to go. They would go for it on fourth down, and their running back was stopped on fourth, short of the line to gain by Bryce Gallagher and defensive lineman Brendan Flakes. So the Wildcats took over near midfield with 7:10 to go. The big play, a 34-yard pass play from Bryant, who came back on the drive, to A.J. Henning, who made a great diving catch down to the Utah 19-yard line. And then Bryant would go to the air for the go-ahead score. First down and 10 at the Utah 19. Bryant back to throw, pumps once.
Oh, he's
now
held.
Going to the right side. Over the shoulder catch, Kurtz, touchdown! Bryce Kurtz, there is a flag on the play, but Bryce Kurtz catches the touchdown pass on the right side of the end zone. And the Wildcats retake the lead with 6:19 to go in the fourth quarter. 19 yards on the pass, a 53-yard three-play drive engineered by Bryant that took just 51 seconds. Cats had the lead 14-7. Utah with another shot started from their own 25-yard line. They would move it out to the 41-yard line, a 16-yard pass from their quarterback Barnes to Bernard. Eventually, it came up fourth and three, and on a fourth down, the pass fell incomplete. Cats took over, and it would be Bryant running for a first down to keep the drive going for the Wildcats and ice this game. They, from that point on, just took a knee and put this one away, 14-7 over the Utah Utes.